Out on the Limb with Dr. Nicola Bird in partnership with Beauty and Wellness TV, your one stop for leading a happy, healthy, and successful life, celebrating life and illuminating mind, heart, body, and soul.
Welcome, welcome. I am Dr. Nicola Bird. I am a psychotherapist and the founder of Self-Imaging Therapy. Thank you for being here with me today at Out on the Limb. We're here to celebrate life and to illuminate the mind, the heart, the body, and soul. And I'm thrilled about my show today, that my special guest is fitness trainer Amy Kaiser. Amy has a YouTube channel with over 90 free workout videos, so she's really, really offering us so much, and with a new one released every week. And in 2014, Amy was one of the top 5 finalists in Women's Health Magazine's Next Fitness Star contest. So Amy is really powerful, and she continues to work with the magazine today. On a side note, Amy lives with her active husband, Kurt, and lazy dog, Luna. That just makes me laugh. So adorable. Amy is here today to share strategies for maintaining fitness, health, and wellness in our lives. Thank you, Amy, for being here with us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's a joy. You have fabulous work that you're offering, just so accessible and so easy to do. And I know, Amy, that, you know, health and wellness can be very confusing for us. There are so many quick fix and superficial messages out there to seduce really vulnerable people who are desperate for change and who want that change now. We certainly have become a quick fix society, you know, and I see that mindset seeping into my work with people as well. And but it's really about developing great skills and habits and disciplines for creating a healthy lifestyle. As a trainer, you must meet this mentality quite often, and I heard your responses, so I know you're like, yes.
Yes.
How do you assist people in overcoming this mindset in order to sustain a fit life?
You know, I think it's exactly what you said, that it's nothing really that we work hard for is going to be a quick fix. So for me, it's about finding ways to make health and fitness and a healthy diet part of your lifestyle that don't feel like it's going to take 2 hours a day or that it's going to be super complicated. I'm really big on making things time efficient and convenient for your lifestyle. And I do think you're exactly right. Like, we live in a society where everybody wants the magic pill or something, you know. There are so many fitness programs, even really good fitness programs that I like, that are, you know, the 21-day this or 3 weeks to this. And for me, I'm much more about, like, how can we make this an everyday part of your lifestyle, part of your routine, which is going to set you up for success long term. I don't want anything to feel like, well, we might have short-term goals within working with clients. It should always feel like you're just developing skills for the rest of your life. It's an investment, a long-term investment.
Well, I think you're missed. I mean, I totally agree, because life is a discipline, and you know, I'll always say you can't eat salad once a year and expect to be healthy.
Right.
You know, it doesn't work that way. We really do have to put it in. So, and I guess it's because we have those competing messages that people are inundated, which I think is unfortunate, but of course it sells.
Yes.
Again, the do this and you're fine and oopsie, and it's not real life, and it's seductive, and it can set you up for feeling like you're a failure or you're not doing it right.
Yeah.
So how do you help your clients when they come in with that? Like, how do you help people to kind of get through that, to kind of, okay, I get it. I want to make this a lifestyle.
Yeah.
How
you
do
know,
we get
for
through
me,
that kind of hump?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's hard for everybody. I would say it's a couple of things. The main reason I think most people give for not working out is time. So that's one of the reasons I started my YouTube channel. It's, you know, if you notice, most of the workouts on there are relatively short. There's a lot of 10 and 15 and 20-minute ones. There's some that are 30, 35, 40 minutes. But the idea with that is that you don't have to – fitness does not have to be – even a one-hour-a-day commitment, that if you're specific and intentional about what you're doing, you can see results that way. And it's also just figuring out what works for you. I mean, one of my main things is that every individual is different. So a lot of these big programs that are very generalized and, you know, claim to be the quick fix, it may not work for one individual while it may work for another. So I think it's about working to figure out what works for you and also making things efficient where you can get it done in 20 minutes. And I think, too, for me, it's just coming from a place of love, and I think this aligns very much with what you do. If there's anything that I've learned, that if we come at diet and exercise from a place of negativity, from hating our body, we're not setting ourselves up for long-term success. So, I mean, I very much will say that I work from the inside out, especially when I'm working with individual clients, of if we can't start with the mindset and thinking positively and being excited about each little step along the way, then we're not going to see long-term success. You might get some short-term results out of that client, you know, if you're really drilling them or they're doing everything right, but you got to have them feel good about it and start from there, and the mind very much informs the body in that way. It's kind of amazing.
You know, I love it. I love that the inside-out approach. I think it's the most sustaining one, and because you have to get to the root, and so I applaud you with that. I have two questions. I'm going to start with the first one.
Sure.
What makes people quit? Like, okay, they come, they start, and then they give up.
I think the biggest thing that makes people quit is not seeing results fast enough, and I think it's that thing that we always say of you have to learn to be content with the journey, not the destination. And I think also having that mindset sets up for that thing that I want everybody to get to, of that it's a lifestyle, it's not a short-term thing. So I think, you know, with individual clients, I'm always sort of starting with, like, let's start with your short-term goals and your long-term goals. So if you can start thinking, like, okay, just this week, this is what I want to accomplish. And then when you get there, and even if you don't, you will eventually, you can celebrate that. I think the thing that people get frustrated about is feeling like, oh, I didn't get there. I mean, it's funny. Every female that I train, it's even the ones that have amazing results in a short amount of time, it can never be fast enough or enough. So I think it's just sort of retraining our brains to celebrate the small victories. And sometimes I often have clients set health goals that are not about size, not about losing weight or losing inches, you know, a strength goal, or it can be as simple as getting more sleep or drinking more water, other things that are ways to work on your health, and that will inform the body, and you will get there with your other goals like weight loss and getting stronger and all that. But starting with sort of small, different goals that aren't about the physical. So, so I think that's the biggest thing. People get frustrated early and things never happen fast enough. And I think if we just can be content with the journey and recognize that it's a journey, then that's really helpful in the long run.
I love the message, and so many things that you said are just so much of what people struggle with, and it's so true. And I love the fact that you're saying you really do have to start with that mindset, because it's true. There'll never be a place where it's ever enough, because even when you say, oh, if I look like her, that person is then, well, if I only had this other little part defined, and if like it's no end to which you can keep saying, I need more and I need more, and you know, a person who's slim, for instance, and they're like, oh, my goodness, I see a little cellulite there, to a person who's bigger, they're like, I wish I could be her. Like, this just gets ridiculous the way that we have unrealistic expectations and therefore can never meet them.
Yeah, and I think one of the big things, too, is not comparing ourselves to others. Because we see that so much in our industries. And it's exactly that. Everybody's on their own journey, and I have seen that. I do have the really thin client who wants to be more toned, and I have the heavier client who wants to lose weight, and I have someone who just wants to do a push-up, and everybody is on their own journey. So when we can focus on that and ourselves versus trying to compare or be like something else, we're going to be much happier in the long run. And I don't think it's about being content. You know, I don't encourage people I'm very big on celebrating bodies and having positive body image and all of that, but I think you are going to want to always strive for better, and I encourage that. That's a big part of what I do, but it's also about celebrating the small victories and recognizing the small victories. I think that's the big thing, is getting people to realize, you know, things that are huge, that are exciting, that they've come so far, but they don't recognize it because they're looking at the bigger picture
which is great sometimes, but we gotta celebrate the steps along the way as well.
Yeah, and that's why I really, when you're talking about coming from a place of love, that's why it really works.
Mm-hmm.
Because instead of being, I'm not good enough, so therefore I have to improve, it's more like I love me so I can grow more. And
exactly.
Rather than there's something wrong, I have to change it. No, I can, it's exciting to be able, I mean, I certainly think so. And now, it's exciting to be able to grow. It's exciting to explore
totally.
Our potential and what we're capable of,
mm-hmm.
rather than just, So that's
right.
what makes it exciting versus, well, let me sit here. And growth does not mean that something's wrong with you. It means that you realize all that you can possibly be, and that's exciting, but it doesn't mean you're not
exactly right. Exactly. That's exactly right.
And I love your message. And I think, Amy, I mean, you're a beautiful woman. You look phenomenal.
Oh,
and I
thank
think
you.
That you go on your, you go, you watch you. And I think, I mean, because I'm going back to that comparing point. So I'm looking at you going, oh my God, she's perfect. And I can never be that or whatever, goes on in someone's head when they have resistances or fears or just you not feeling good enough about yourself. What's
right.
been your journey? Because, again, they're going to say, oh, well, what does she have to mean? She's perfect.
Right.
It's so easy for people to just dismiss that you don't have a journey, that you have a journey
right.
too, and that you've gone through your own.
Yeah, well, that my journey is a little different. That is something that I hear and I think almost every trainer hears is, well, you don't understand, you've never been there, but a lot of us have. And I went through a period in college where I gained about 30 pounds, and it started out as a freshman 15 that I think a lot of college, kids gain, and then it just spiraled. And for me, I was active the entire time because I was an athlete growing up, and I was always playing sports. And so it wasn't that I all of a sudden got lazy. It was just that I wasn't treating my body the way it needed to be treated. So some of it was normal college stuff, eating pizza late at night. But once I started to gain a little, then I got really in my head about it, and I was sort of obsessively exercising, which wasn't working because I was overtraining. My body was tired. I wasn't exercising for the right reasons. And I was cycling between fad diets and not eating enough and eating too much. And the only thing that really changed for me, and I'll be honest, it was with the help of a really great therapist, was that I had to retrain my brain to come at diet and exercise from a place of love and positivity. I was working out so hard, things that I used to love because I've always loved exercise. I was working out because I hated my body and I started to hate exercise, and that had never been the case with me. I always loved it. And once I, and this is, it's not easy, so I don't say it lightly at all that you can just wake up and decide to think positively, but I started to celebrate the things about my body that I loved. I liked that I was strong. I ran a half marathon. You just start with that. I think for a lot of my clients is, women who have had kids, like think about the amazing things that your body can do for that. So if you start celebrating the things about your body, finding them, which is hard to do, and then coming from a place of love. So for me, it was like once I learned to celebrate those things and love my body, then I wanted to take care of it. I wanted to eat healthy because it was about, my future, the investment in my health. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to exercise because it felt good and I felt strong and I was getting more endurance. And the physical results followed. But it was not until I could, over time make that change that I saw results. So that's always my testimony to people. I keep my before and after pictures in my gym for my clients to see. I remind them, this is me 30 pounds heavier, and I was working out like crazy. So it wasn't about, and I was, I wasn't great with my diet, but I was trying different things that weren't healthy because I was trying them for the wrong reasons. But it wasn't about the things physically that I was doing. It was about the mindset. So if I can convince anybody of anything, it's that you have to start from the inside out and you have to come at your body from a place of wanting to nourish it and strengthen it and celebrate it and believe in it. And that is what – and it's still to this day, anytime I train a client, I can almost see that change in them when it happens. And it's amazing to see because incredible things happen when you can get to that place. And it's not easy. I don't say it lightly. It's not easy, especially as women, especially living – in the world that we live in and things that we see every day, but you can get there. And so I always try to start with that with clients. But that's my personal story. I have been there, and it's hard, But what changed for me was not that I was working out a specific way or eating a certain way. It was that I changed my mindset.
Well, I think I loved every word that you said. And I was just like cheering you, going. Because it's so powerful. There's so many points in there, and no wonder I was so drawn to you and then just loved, you know, you just see the energy that you exuded, because it's what we need to hear, and how mm-hmm. we can try, think we're working so hard and think we're doing everything, but we're not getting to the real issue. And
exactly.
And I really loved when you were talking about, because I think this is a very, very key point, that you were hating on yourself and you weren't mm-hmm. getting any results. And some of the physiological things that actually happen in the brain is that the more stress that we create, and self-abuse create stress in the body, which releases
exactly.
cortisol. The body shuts down and goes into defense mode, and so therefore you
right.
counter your ability to heal and to lose
right.
weight, because it's going into survival and retaining. The more you abuse
right.
yourself, is the more your body is surviving and shutting down. So that's
exactly.
one reason. And unfortunately, people don't know this, and it's so common, because I deal with a critical mind all the time, is
mm-hmm.
that people think they need negative motivation to get themselves going, that if they love their body, they won't do anything. And your message
right.
is so important that it's actually the opposite.
Right. Yeah. I don't think it's about being complacent. And, I mean, I really promote positive body image and celebrating all different body types. It doesn't necessarily mean every body type is healthy or every lifestyle is healthy. So we want to get to that healthy place. But
mm-hmm.
you're exactly right. It's not about body shaming or feeling bad, or if you just tell yourself you have to do this because you look terrible, or and one of the main things I start with people is ending the negative talk. I have a rule in my gym that you're not allowed to say, you can tell me what you want to work on and different areas that you want to target, but you're not allowed to speak negatively about yourself. And because it was something my mom, who is a counselor, was so great to me when I was going through a really hard time, and she said, even if you don't believe it, you have to stop saying it, because the more you say it, the more you're going to believe it. And if you stop saying it, even if you can't at that time in your life tell yourself the positive things, just stop saying the negative things. So what I say to my clients is, I say, if you wouldn't say it to a friend or your daughter or your niece or your mother, why would you say it about yourself? So we can, that's sort of an easier way to get there when we're not good about, you know, not talking negatively about our bodies. Think about it in regards to another person. And, you know, especially someone that you love dearly. If we can think about that for ourselves, then we're going to be able to come at it from a different place. But there is, you know, this thing in society where it does feel like, you know, you have to really be working so hard and hate it so much. And that's not the case. You can learn to love exercise. People don't believe me, but you can get there.
True. Of course.
So.
Because it's such a feel-good one, and it's empowering emotionally.
Exactly.
When you're coming from a place of self-love and self-care, which is what your whole message is, and I think it is the key. It's hard to say something if we're abusing ourselves, because even if you get to your results, you're not going to feel any better about yourself if you lose 30 pounds and still hate yourself. You're not going to start hating yourself.
Exactly.
You're still going to have the same mindset. So you won't find any reward for all your work.
Exactly.
So you just go back and eat the crap and hurt yourself. So I think that I love what you're saying, and it's the key, because you're getting down to the root problem rather than the superficial quick fix that I don't think sustains it. And it's a core message that women definitely need to, I mean, everybody needs to learn to be more self-supportive, more self-loving, more kind, and more compassionate. And it goes a huge way to in every area of our life. I really love when you're talking about as well that whatever time you have, and it takes me back to when I was like very, very, every moment, you know, every moment was full. And I changed my mindset. It used to be, to exercise, I had to have all of this time available, and then if I didn't have the time, it wouldn't happen. And then I realized that time, I don't have it, but I'm just going to keep a routine going and keep a discipline going. Five minutes is enough. 10 minutes is enough. And then if I have 20, I do that. I'm making every moment enough. So I get that. Because you keep a mindset that is different, you know, that's open, and it allows you to sustain it and hold on to the discipline.
Yeah, and you're building the habits, which we know is so important to, you know, to get things as part of your daily routine. I tell clients, I'm like, even if you just get to the gym door or even if you just get to the YouTube channel, that's a start. And, you know, even if you just, you know, you start with 5 minutes, if you're creating the habit, so maybe you only have 5 minutes that day, but you're right, another day you're going to have a 20 and another day you're going to have 45. And so it's, yeah, it's so important just to keep the routine, create the habit, and, yeah, just build that into your brain set that that is something that's important. It's something that you value. And I think for me a big thing, too, is telling women it's not selfish to take care of yourself. You probably deal with this a lot, too, I would imagine. because especially the moms that I work with, they have this idea, and it's probably because we talk about it. You often hear about fitness as take time for yourself, and you're important, too, and that's all true. But the healthiest, least selfish thing you can do for the loved ones in your life is take care of yourself. So, you know, if I can change that about women too, it's like the least selfish thing, because you are, when you are at your best self, you are the best for the people that you care about in your life, whether it's your kids, your spouse, your coworkers, you know, any of that. It's that is just something that I'm working hard to change in women's brains, because I think we often feel guilty for taking the time to take care of ourselves, and that it's not the case. It's exactly the opposite. It's what every person who loves you in your life wants you to do.
And Amy, I mean, with what you're offering, your online work, it makes it available. You can do it right in your own home.
Exactly.
When I became a mother, and I couldn't go to the gym, and I didn't have it available to me. Thank God for home. Thank God for these opportunities. We can do it anywhere. I could wake up, do a quickie or a longie, whatever. And you could do it right there.
Yeah, that is honestly my hope for the YouTube channel, is that it kind of started as something just to be for friends and family and former clients and even existing clients when they're not with me in the gym. And it sort of has grown to this great thing of, like, I love that it can be a service to people all over the world. I mean, we take it for granted here in the U.S. that fitness is the norm, but there are a lot of other countries where it's not accessible, it's not affordable, it's not the normal thing that people do. And to be able to provide a service that is easy, and, you know, you don't need equipment, or if you do, it's limited equipment. And I mean, that's great. I feel like, and I'm trying to take the excuses away that we all have of not having time, not having money, and just hopefully sharing something that can be of service to people.
Well, I think it's so empowering. And, I mean, that's what this show is really about, that you're available. And there's so many resources. And the more awareness we have of all of these incredible resources, and you're one of them. And your message is not just about the physical. All of your message and all the work that you're doing is just so beautiful and empowering. And I'm so, you know, we're so blessed to have what you're offering in to us and in this world. So important. So thank you. And we will be wrapping up shortly. So can you give our listeners a takeaway tip that they can use in their life to maintain their fitness and stay healthy and strong?
I think, you know, the biggest thing that I've said throughout this is just celebrate your body and start with just, you know, finding small ways that you do love it and you want to make it healthier and stronger. And also just realizing that it doesn't take 7 hours, you know, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, that nothing is impossible. You can find fitness that works into your lifestyle. You can find healthy eating that works into your lifestyle. And it takes some planning and it takes some work, but it's certainly not beyond anybody. So I think the biggest thing I just want to let people know is, like, if you believe you can do it, you can do it. And that sounds super cliche, but it's the truth. When I see success in clients or in my own life, it just, again, starts from the inside out. So the more you can just come from a positive place, a place of love, you know, try to think of yourself the way others do or the way you think of the loved ones in your life, and treat your body in that same way, and you're going to see results.
Amy, you have a powerful message. I guess in the end, in summary, it would be your own best friend, and you can't go
wrong.
You're really a good friend to yourself. Amy, you've been, oh my goodness, I've so enjoyed you, and your message is so important, and we can't say it enough. And for all the listeners out there, please check Amy out, bodyfitbyamy.com. That's her website. Same thing on YouTube, Body Fit by Amy. She's everywhere, Body Fit by Amy. So you can find Instagram. I mean, she's everywhere with her powerful message of inside out, her incredible workouts, and just offering us her beauty, her inside out beauty. And thank you so much, Amy, for your time, your energy, your incredible work, and the many blessings that you're giving us.
Thank you so much for having me. This is great, and it's great to find just allies within the community, you know, especially among women who want to promote the same message or similar message that I do. So thank you so much for your work as well.
Many blessings, and have a lovely evening.
Thank you. You too.
Bye, hon.
Bye.
Loved Amy. Love, rather, Amy's message. It's so crucial. Start with love. That's the core. Be your own very own best friend. Just really supporting everything that I'm always saying here. Be your own best friend. Be good to you. Know your value. Know your worth. Make that your center. And make that your intention for today, for this week, for the month. Plug into that. Watch the self-talk, loving self-talk, compassionate self-talk. Be kind to you. If you can't say something good to yourself, then certainly watch the negative things you're saying, and just nip those in the bud. Amy has a powerful message. I support it. I agree with it. And I see that when we put those small changes, implement them, we see incredible results. This is Dr. Nicola Bird. To get more insights into how you can lead your best fight possible, check out my website, nicolabird.com. Join my mailing list. And you will get so many incredible tools for creating the amazing life you deserve. Thank you for tuning in. Remember to spread the joy and share this with all your friends and family and network. And keep in mind that sometimes you do need to go out on the limb to create the amazing life that you deserve. I am Dr. Nicola Bird. See you right here tomorrow for another insightful, entertaining segment, Out on the Limb.
You're tuned into Out on the Limb Radio with Dr. Nicola Bird in partnership with Beauty and Wellness TV. Tune in Monday to Friday, 5 p.m. Eastern and 2 p.m. Pacific.